Welcome to SAR, Sound of Abundant Rain with Emmanuel Omor, a pastoral associate under the mentorship of Bishop Gideon Titi Ofer. What do you do when you don't know what to do? Today on SAR, we are going to examine certainty in uncertainty. What to do when you don't know what to do? This podcast is to everyone everywhere who is seeking for answers to their question, what do I do now? What do you do when you do not know what to do? Sometimes life is challenging and riddled with great uncertainties. Everyone at one time or the other has been faced with gross uncertainty where they knew not what to do, what to say, where to go, or how to maneuver their way through the vicissitudes of daily life. What do I do is a question that is common in our daily living. Certain events unfold and changes occur in rapid succession, throwing us into an unfathomable state of uncertainty, and we ask ourselves, what do I do? Maybe you just got a new job, you just got married, you just moved into a new location, or perhaps you just lost your job, you lost your marriage, or you lost a loved one. This may make you uncertain about certain things in your life, but you must tread with caution. Some people have taken steps in their moments of uncertainties that left them with indelible scars of regret, misfortune, and frustration. Many have remained caged in the prison of unproductiveness due to the dilemma of uncertainty. Some have even lost their lives because they took steps in their moments of uncertainty, not knowing they were taking steps towards their early graves. As the scripture has rightly said in Proverbs 14 verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. On the other hand, there are other classes of people who have taken steps in their moments of uncertainty with certainty and precision in their projections and operations, and as a result, they ended up being promoted where they were frustrated, enriched where they were trapped, crowned where they were down, and celebrated where they were incarcerated. They enjoy blessings from the storms, honey from the bees, lemonade from the lemon, and meat from the wild bear and lion. What was meant to eat them up became what was used to lift them up. What was meant to drown them became what was used to crown them. What was meant to devastate them became what was used to decorate them. Wow. Now, the big question is, what could be the distinguishing factor between the former and the latter? Why do some people rise where others are falling? Why do some people succeed where others are failing? Why do some people get better where others are getting bitter? These are the questions that this podcast seeks to answer. It has been divinely inspired to arm you with the simple keys to deploy in times of uncertainty in order to rise from perplexity to positivity, from obscurity to notoriety, from confusion to conviction, and from retrogression to progression. These are time-tested and proven keys which were employed by great heroes of the past, such as Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, David, Esther, Deborah, John D. Rockefeller, Isaac Newton, Abraham Lincoln, Michael Faraday, the Wright brothers, Thomas Edison, and many others to surmount the challenges that festoon the moment of uncertainty and transport themselves from zeros to heroes. You too can make it. You can know what to do when you do not know what to do. Brace yourself and join me on this journey that will empower you to abolish all prevailing clouds of uncertainty and convert your challenges into a ladder for rising to greater heights of uncommon accomplishment and fulfillment. In the next few days, we will be exploring what to do when you don't know what to do. Till I come your way tomorrow, my name is Emmanuel Omor. In case you are yet to make Jesus the Lord of your life, say this prayer with faith in your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I cannot help myself, but I believe you came and died for my sins. Today I call on you. Come into my heart. Wash my sins away. Make me a new person. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. From today, I am free from sin. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.